Hey guys, welcome to day 17 of CryptoLife 365, and I'm having one of those kind of off days, I guess. So not every one of my days is all everything is awesome and everything is going great, and I'm not really even sure why. I'm kind of feeling overwhelmed. One kind of lesson learned: I tried to save about $100 on airplane tickets, so I bought ones that were not the cheapest, but the cheapest, almost the cheapest, on Southwest. And the plane was going there very early and coming back at 7 a.m. So 7 a.m., that meant that we had to get up at about 4 in the morning. And by the time we boarded, we boarded the plane, we got here around noon, but the problem is that for whatever reason I just could not sleep the night before, and as a result I had no sleep the day after, and it just kind of totally offset my schedule and ruined, I lost basically a whole day because of that, because I came home and I crashed. But that kind of, I guess, made me feel like I lost a day, and I'm still kind of getting over this weird lack of sleep, sleeping pattern disruption. So lesson learned: more convenient later flying times, even if I have to pay a lot more for them. And also with all the stuff, I came home, the last couple of days when I was down in Florida, it was a lot of work, but it was just step by step, simple, put things together and do a thing one at a time, following instructions. Came back here, it's kind of like, feels like coming home from a vacation and getting back to a job, because that's, I enjoy what I do, but today it's just, it feels like it's a job. So right now I'm at, just pulled up to the title company office that I will be closing on my third Maryland property. This is the one that I found out actually has a tenant in it, and I was not aware of that, but she said she would be okay with moving out in 30 days. I'll have to start work while she's still there, though. But a lot of frustrations with these guys this morning, too. Like, there's a document called HUD-1, which lists all the costs and money that goes to me, that goes to the seller, that goes to the company, the title companies, and taxes and other stuff. Maryland taxes and real estate really suck, by the way. It's like, I believe it's like 1.5% for on every property you buy, but it doesn't sound like much until you remember that 1% for every $100,000 property is over $1,000. But we were supposed to close on this property last week, last Thursday actually. They never got the documents done, so I got home, they still weren't done. Basically just this morning I finally got that HUD-1 that would tell me how much of a check I need to get for them. So last minute kind of stuff, still pushing things back an hour or two for the meeting. So last minute rushing, getting stuff set up at the bank, moving money around, getting a check. Now I'm finally here, so I got here early so I can actually record this. Besides that, the other property I closed in Baltimore, that was on, I believe I closed it last Monday. It's a rental property. I have contractors asking when they can start working. There's also a tenant there, and what happened was I closed on the property, I got the deed, the property is in my name, it's in my company's name, but I have no information on the tenant, I have no contact from the people who were selling it, the seller. It's a house that's in my name that I've not really any idea of what to do with. So I'll probably drive by there today to knock on the door, talk to the tenant, see what's going on. He was not very friendly last time I was there, by the way, but he seemed like he was being defensive, defending the owner, which I guess I can understand. So hopefully he'll be a little bit more receptive this time. But it's just frustrating because, like, you email people, they sell you something, they work with you, they even claim that they have a property management company in Baltimore that they manage, like, over 100 properties, they'd be happy to work with me. And then once I get the property, they just drop the ball and I never hear from them again. So I'll keep poking them until I get them back, but I'm not getting very confident with that either. And then there's all the rest of the stuff that's overwhelming me at home. I have an accounting team at my the same people who do my legal stuff. They have an accountant department as well. I'm still waiting for them. Well, they were closing for all the tax season stuff, so they supposedly started working on my accounts at this point, which is starting up from scratch basically, where they have to set up all the QuickBooks accounts, enter all the data, all the information that happened since, God, when did we start? Last July, I believe. And until that happens, I still have to do all the accounting and tracking of the stuff myself. And there's a lot of things that go on. Like, every time I travel, I have to collect all the receipts, I have to collect all the expenses, write reimbursement things, because all the travel expenses are tax-deductible, reimbursable expenses to me. So basically whatever the company earns, the company will write me a check. When I receive that check, I don't have to pay taxes on it because it's my money that I spent on business that I need to get back. But that needs to be done, and all of it is, there's piles of it on my floor because it was all nicely organized, but the cat decided to have a lot of fun with all the papers, so, it kind of just looking at it is, it's a psychological thing. If it was all nicely organized, it probably would be like, oh, well, it's like, this is this stack, this is that stack, but right now it's just a big mess all over my room, so... It just feels like it's probably way more than work than it is, but it's probably still a day's worth of work to get that all caught up for the last 2 or 3 months. And then with all the travel, I'm starting to feel kind of a little like it's too much, and kind of thinking about it, I do love travel. And I have this feeling that I wish I didn't have to go anywhere so I can stay home and catch up on all this stuff. And like this, right now in New York, there's Consensus Bitcoin Conference, which is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I decided instead of going there tonight, I'm going to leave early in the morning tomorrow so I can spend some time working tonight and then come back tomorrow late in the evening or following morning so that I can have more time at home to work and only spend one day there just to meet with people, because I didn't bother buying tickets because I'm not paying like $1,500 for a ticket just to rub elbows with bankers. I don't want anything to do with anyway, but I'll be at the conference center just in the lobby meeting with some of my people that I work with and some of the people I know. But there's that trip, and then Friday we are leaving again. This is going to be a week and a half trip up through Canada. Partly it's because we used to go to Canada. Well, we went to Canada almost every year during Thanksgiving because that was a 4-day weekend that we can have off. So it was our only time that we can get away and go check out other places. But since we didn't have a lot of money, Canada would seem like a cheaper trip than flying to Europe, because Canada is kind of similar to Europe in some ways. But the problem was every time we went to Canada, it was November, so Canada was frozen over, gray, cold. So we've seen Toronto, Montreal, Niagara, and a couple other places on this side of the coast, but we've only seen them when they were when they were frozen over. I think once we went and we saw Niagara in spring. And I know there's gardens and parks and flowers all over the place there, but we just haven't got a chance to see most of that. So this was our one bit of free time that we were able to schedule to go for a trip to check it out in the summertime or late spring to actually see it green and everything in bloom. And this is, I'll be working while I'm there too, obviously, because I can do the work from anywhere, and there's always work that needs to be done. But this will be kind of a vacation kind of a trip, more of a luxury, not a business trip. But at the same time, I'm just thinking like, oh man, I wish I could just cancel that and stay home, because I have so much stuff to catch up on. Like, I feel like a workaholic almost. Like, I need things done, this needs done, that needs to be caught up on. But at the same time, I really need to remind myself that, yeah, things need to be done, but I still need to enjoy myself. I still want need to see things in life. And I mean, there's only so many years in each person's lifetime where they can go and check things out and see them for themselves and explore the world and so does all that stuff. So, well, I mean, I'm sure when I come back that work is going to be there. So I just got to keep reminding myself, you know, work, it needs to be done, but at the same time, I have to enjoy life as well. But yeah, at the same time, you know, crap day, a lot of frustrations, but no excuses. So just, you know, gotta keep working at whatever needs to be done. Anyway, I'm gonna go in now and close on this property, so I can get that out of the way, and then maybe we can contact my contractors and actually get work started on it, hopefully before I head out to Canada. Because that's one thing about one good thing about running a business, or at least with real estate, is that while I still have a whole lot of things I need to do myself, most of the big jobs I can just delegate to other people to take care of for me. And that's kind of the goal of building a business, though, isn't it? Like, if you're self-employed, you're just an employee, basically. You have a job, but you own that job, but you still have a job. And business is something that can work whether you're there or not. So I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting close. Quite a lot of things actually get done without me being involved. I just have to delegate and keep an eye on it. Anyway, I'm gonna head out. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.